From time to time, farmers experience challenges to transport their produce from their farms to market. In this vein, government through the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has implemented a project to rehabilitate farm roads in 13 parishes that are involved in agricultural production. Stay with us for the next few minutes as we tell you more about this initiative. The National Farm Roads Rehabilitation Program was conceptualized under the Rural Development Task Force appointed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The 21-member task force, comprising members with a wide range of disciplines from the public and private sectors, is chaired by Carl Salmon, with ministerial oversight given by Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan. The program, valued at a cost of $1.22 billion, will directly impact over 11,500 farmers across the island.
Farmers are important to the livelihood and well-being of our farmers, their families, and our farming communities. Farm roads are therefore important in the national effort to achieve higher levels of economic growth and job creation. We are committed to assisting our farmers to raise their standard of living and improve their lives. At the same time, the improvements to farm roads across Jamaica will encourage new farmers to enter and expand the agricultural sector.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. It is expected to increase market access for farmers, domestic crop and livestock production, and improve household income.
People are very enthused and very happy to see these farm roads being attended to. And it is an island-wide project to try and make sure that farmers everywhere understand that the government is serious about giving them access into their farms, and also that they may be able to get business persons to come in to buy their produce so they can make a good living.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo. The program is being rolled out by the Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in partnership with the National Works Agency and parish councils.
We have garnered information and suggestions which will guide the formulation of a rural development policy. It is expected that consultations with the parish councils and the community groups will be held in a few months, after which the final draft will be presented to Cabinet in September.
Head of the Rural Development Task Force and Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. The program is being implemented in three phases following approval of $500 million by the government.
The activities being undertaken include resurfacing, patching, cleaning, construction and improvement to drainage, central maintenance and improvement.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. For phase one, five roads have already been completed and two more are 70% complete at an overall cost of $94.7 million.
Those already completed are Bulded, Frederick Peace, Marley to Cannon Valley in Manchester, Banting Road in St. Elizabeth, and Hall's Delight in St. Andrew.
Under phase two, seven contracts have been signed, valued at just over $182 million for the renovation of 22 farm roads.
The roads to be rehabilitated are Pasley Gardens Land Settlement and Chepstow to Peters Hill in Portland, Cowley Road, Lime Tree Gardens Retirement and Broadleaf to Barnes Staple in St. Anne, Roper and Seven Rivers in St. James, Burnt Ground in Hanover, Ducketts to Grange and Cruise Road in Westmoreland, Dryland Road in Trelawney, Pisgah, Ginger Grove and Genius to Red Bank in St. Elizabeth, Pike in Manchester, Crawl, Troja, Springfield to Golden Grove in St. Catherine, Charlottenburg, Fontabelle and Ito Burial, and Greenwood in St. Mary.
Phase 3 will see the improvement of 41 priority roads across 13 parishes, amounting to 151.04 kilometers of roadway. This phase will be rolled out in the 2016-2017 financial year. The National Farm Roads Rehabilitation Program aims to improve poverty, facilitate increased viability, competitiveness, and productivity of the agricultural sector in a bid to achieve sustainable food security for the people of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.